when you start out the first few practices, it's almost like June. It's almost like mandatory mini camp. And so I kind of stay still watching the skills at that point. But once we get the pads on, I go to the, you know, O-line, D-line, and 9-on-7, because that's where the game's played. It's played in, you know, in the trenches, and you've got to be good there or you're going to probably struggle. And so I try to get to really evaluating those guys.
Bills GM, or what is it now? President of Football Operations, or vice, something I should know. Brandon Bean with Pat McAfee.
It's a big fancy title. I'm honestly not positive of the wording.
Can I settle for GM? I don't want to be, I'm not trying to condescend.
Sure. He definitely is the GM, but he definitely is something else on top of that. So you're not going to be wrong calling him the Bills GM.
No, but the higher title should come in first.
Right.
So it would be the .. and general manager. Right.
It is president of football operations.
There it is.
All right, you were right.
Nailed it.
All right.
PFO. POFO.
You gotta get the pads on. Wait till the pads come on.
The pads.
The pads start popping. Wait till the pads start popping. Hey, you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait to hit somebody in a different colored jersey.
Which they'll do. Not only in games, but also in Cleveland. They'll go to Cleveland.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That'll be the line.
It'll be good to get out there against somebody in a different colored jersey.
You sound like you're in regular season shape.
There's been reps.
I mean, so many years of it. You do it with your eyes closed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not that that even changes anything.
Right.
Try saying that with your eyes closed.
Right now my eyes are closed. I sound the same. My eyes closed.
I can't wait to hit some people
pads
in different color jerseys. It's easy. No sweat. How about this point? Sigmund Bloom suggested it, and I feel like as we get closer to the season, this is becoming more and more frequently said. In his words, the idea of Sean McDermott as a wet blanket on the offense, I think maybe one of Sigmund's other favorite phrases is the drumbeat of the offseason. You know, like there's momentum toward certain players playing prominent roles or whatever gets said, you know, the drumbeat. I think the drumbeat has been, I think it started and will probably continue in this direction. The idea that Brady was constrained.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. To me, it seems a little bit too easy.
Yeah.
It may be unfair to McDermott.
It may be, but it also, however much he, I mean, it certainly was, I think I made this point earlier in the week, like the first moment of this season where it sounded, last season, I should say, that it sounded like maybe things weren't super peachy between Bean and McDermott, was when McDermott wanted to push back on what his reputation appeared to be about what we all know you want to run the ball. Hold it. I never said exactly that, you know. But it might be unfair. It's a convenient narrative. He's the guy that's gone. They haven't thrown the ball like crazy. They haven't had a number one receiver. Everybody eats all this stuff. And if you want to pin it all on him, you might be right to do that. But even if he is balking at that while he's still here and trying to sort of set the record straight, the way that he is perceived by the people who work with him can have an impact. This can happen. I don't want to compare like the head coach to being a parent and talking to your children, but sometimes you can say the thing gently and appropriately and still not exactly be heard because you're the one saying it. And the preconceived notion of the listener is that you don't like this thing. So even though you're telling me, like I'm just imagining a conversation, you know, not during a game or anything, but like on a Wednesday or a Thursday where the game plan is being put together and, you know, they're talking and McDermott says, no, I'm fine if you want to throw on first down all these times or whatever the plan is for the first 15 plays, scripted or whatever. But even if he endorses it, I could still see someone in Brady's shoes going like, I don't think he really wants that though. You just sort of assume because of someone's reputation and maybe how they've sounded other times to you. It just, I think that could have even been, I don't want to say subliminally necessarily, but like just subconsciously, you could, it's kind of the same thing. If you're Brady, you might have felt like I don't want to do too much of one thing. And maybe that's pass the ball. We are running it well. We've got a good line. You know, you're not going to turn it over likely if we keep running it. And, you know, you might just sort of fall into a role, not setting out to be a pleaser, but to be a pleaser. I want to make my boss happy. So I'm going to try to do this in a way that will get me that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that can be the fault of the listener, Brady, in this case, making assumptions, you know, and not really hearing the words that are being told to you. So I think his reputation, he was here so long, and there is a lot of, you know, stuff that I think, like I admired McDermott, especially the last few years, because I think he really did try to evolve. I think he was conscious about what his flaws were and what his reputation was. And I think he made strides to try to change that. But sometimes those preconceived ideas are hard to shake for the people around a person like that.
I think separately, why is there this particular drumbeat, if that's the word for it, is because the Bills would want, not in a really critical way, but they would, that's the message they'd want out. I mean, there's always this, there's some level of uncertainty about Brady, about the new coach. He's walking into some pretty big shoes here. And I mean, here's Bean talking, like anybody could be this. He can be defensive about kind of what you got promoted and McDermott got fired. You know, fans are kind of low on him maybe for any time since he's been here. So what you'd want, not that they're talking to Sigmund necessarily, but what you'd want to have people think, and this, I think, listen for this once we get into camp, you know, whether it's through Sal or other people in the media, they're going to talk like, not all of them, but I think this is what the Bills want you to think, is that Brady couldn't really, as good as we were,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't a completely ridiculous choice or anything. I mean, they had a top offense. But, you know, really, we could have been something else or something more. I think also what's interesting about this, so imagine for a moment that you're him, that you're Brady. And, here it is. Here's your big chance. And you have a big advantage for these things with Allen as your quarterback. Like you're starting off at a great point. You go to Houston the first game. And if there's any team in the NFL where you might not want to do the thing that lots of people want from you.
You might not want to have Allen standing in the pocket for 4 seconds 40 times in this game.
At Houston is maybe the worst draw you could get in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, Seattle, maybe. You're going into, and the Bills have had a tough time in Houston. Like, you're going into a stadium where they can raise hell. And, okay, well, I kind of want to prove to everybody that I'm not just a James Cook fiend, you know? Like, I know that Allen is great, and I want to – we have DJ Moore. That's a big investment, and I want to go get it.
It is a great opportunity for him to really sort of flex. Because if he can come up – I mean, they got
– if it works.
Right. They got handled there. Maybe one of the worst overall performances by the offense. I mean, forget about the stats. Just watching the game, they couldn't function mostly. Like, Allen was just under constant duress.
Bulldog, it's 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
In that stadium.
Right. But the game 2 years ago did not even look and feel. I know the stats, that's why I made the point about the stats. The stats from the game 2 years ago are way worse, Allen's anyway.
9 for 30.
Than they are. But I felt like the game last year was a worse beating. Like, it just, they got handled. And so, all right, let's see what you got, hotshot. You're the new head coach. You're the play caller. Like, let's see the antidote to, you know, maybe the most elite set of pass rushers in the league, not to mention all the other talent just all over that defense. The corners are great. I mean, they're just loaded. So what are you going to do? You know, how are you going to slow that down? You know, that might be, I mean, it might be all game. It's funny that it's the first one where swinging the ball to Cook or just using Cook as a receiver is a really good idea. That usually comes out fast. That can offset a pass rush. And that might be like that's a very base level analysis, but it's one piece. Brady could construct something that he could get a lot of credit for. Like if they look like anywhere near the opposite of what they looked like there last year, boy, he'd get a lot of run for that. I mean, they got to do it. That's the hard part, but that's the gig. Like I got to figure out how to make us not look like the far inferior team on the field, which is really what they looked like in that Monday night game.
Yeah, Thursday night last
Thursday
year.
Thursday night, sorry.
Yeah, still, you're right. They scored early last year in Houston. Cook broke one for 6-0. They missed the kick. But that's their only offensive touchdown in
you're
that
right.
game.
You're right. Davis had a kick return.
Yep. And then field goals.
And they were, you know, 14 first downs. They had a look at it late still, even with all that. So it's not like they got beat by 30. You know, this wasn't the Colt game from whatever year, 21. You know, they still had a chance, even with all the trouble that they had. Mm-hmm. So if he can stabilize that and just like trying to stay on time, sorry to be so football-y.
Ball knower.
But, oh, great, let's chop it up.
That's your, slap on the wrist for when you do that.
Here come all the ball knowers to chop it up. Can you just speak English like a normal person, please? Would that be okay? Anyway, I'm done. I don't need to keep going on the point. I've made the point.
Ball knower. Who doesn't love a ball knower?
Me.
Except for you.
I love people who know football.
You do? Generally?
Sure. Yeah.
The Bills in that game in Houston, down 4, final 2 minutes, 4th and 27. Hook and ladder,
right.
Palmer to Shakir, and they get to 3rd and 1 at the 17. Touchdown wins it. Incomplete for Shakir, false start, and then a pick. Is how that game ended against Davis Mills and the Texans. It would have been Stroud the year before.
Yeah. Pretty sure, yeah.
That's the week after they lose in Baltimore?
Yes.
And Allen is 9 for 30 in Houston. Man, it's like his number one kryptonite place, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where else would it be? He's won in Arrowhead a bunch of times. He's won in Miami like it's his backyard.
Yeah.
New England, last year, even they're down 21-0 and win that game in New England. Where else would it be? Won in Pittsburgh more than once.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Since it's one loss and the Hamlin game. I think Houston is the one where, as a rookie, he got hurt there.
He got hurt there. Then they make the playoffs, and he's all
the
like,
playoff
sugar
game.
High. Like, I mean, not that he was terrible the whole game, but still, like,
was he 0-4?
That's not a good memory, I think, for Bills fans thinking of how he played in that. Will you still think of it when anytime he looks sort of frantic, the fumble at the end of the half in the Denver playoff game is a like, oh, Houston. Like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to do too much? Time is running out. You're in your own end. You're running around, one just holding the ball out, dying for it to get taken from you. Like, dude, get it together.
So he'd be 0-4 there? They beat Houston here in his career, but
I think that's right. Yeah, I don't think
rookie year, they lost. He got hurt. They lost late with Peterman in that game, the playoff game,
right.
And then each of the last 2 years. Wow. That's week one. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout. This is WGR.